No, most of them use stainless aluminum buckets is what they use.
Are these round or oval shaped?
It's round.
You ever use those oval buckets?
No, I never have.
So you can get your knees closer together? What did your mother put her garbage in when you were a boy?
Well, she kept an old bucket in that back room.
Did you call it anything special?
You know what?
Was that called?
Oh, yeah, special? It's called a slob bucket.
Yeah. Well, what did she fry bacon in?
Well, I raised you a skillet.
Mm-hmm. And if she wanted to, make soup, what would she make that in?
Probably just use a soup kettle, imagine.
I hear a little voice over there.
Stew kettle.
Stew kettle?
I don't think so.
Did you grow up around here?
I did.
About 8 miles downtown here.
It's interesting how your terms are the same, actually, and yet there's a slight variation.
Well, I can tell you the difference.
You find this sometimes between women and men.
You know what I tell you? She's a German. And I'm not.
Well, let me see here. Let me check in on this. What did you have any pieces of apple that were cut up small and then dried?
No, I don't think so.
You ever have anything called schnitz?
Oh, yes, that's a soup.
A soup?
It's sort of a soup in German. I don't...
She can talk Dutch to you, German.
My mother, she couldn't speak English until when she started school. Her folks came from Germany, and my father's folks came from Russia, but we never did speak it at home. So I don't know. I just picked it up from going to my grandmother's and my aunt and uncle.
Oh, that's wonderful.
They tried to teach us, those kids would just laugh. We thought it was so funny, and we never would learn.
You didn't know what it was all about then?
No, I still can't understand.
There's a lot of Germans around here. And you take a lot of older people around, you might say 65 on up, Germans. It's pretty hard to understand them now. Mm-hmm. They're broken.
Hmm.
And then you take in some of them Germans, we got a lot of Seventh-day Adventists around here.
Mm-hmm. We have a church over in Stillwater.
Seventh-day Adventists.
Uh-huh.
We got a lot of them around here. And they live up to it.
Uh-huh.
When you got baling hay or cutting wheat for them, you don't cut on their Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
But you can work on Sunday.
You cut on yours.
That's right. Yeah, they want you to.
Say, was it the Germans who had these two-story barns?
Yeah, most of them.
That's what I thought. I was watching the country. I do this regularly when I go anyplace.
I think I've heard different guys say that them old Germans would keep that barn painted too. Above all things.
I saw one, where in the world did I see it? I was pretty certain it was a German barn because it was red and every other board was white.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty much on red.
It looked like
they all had a big barn. They had nothing.
They was pretty much conservative, them Germans, them old timers.
My grandmother.
Well, we got a lot of them around here. They put close.
Yeah, they're hardworking people.
They sure are.
When your mother made soup, what did she stir it with? Say, that's good coffee.
I don't know if you'd call it a soup paddle or a big spoon.
Did you ever go out in the spring of the year when things started to get green and get out in the woods where the violets were and bring a bouquet back for your mother? What would you say you were going to do if you were going to go out and do that?
Oh, I just wanted to go out and pick some flowers.
Uh-huh. And what would she put them in when you brought them back?
Vase. Flower vase.
And there's one point, one here, that doesn't fit with anything. What do you call that thing?